soldiers playing to pass the time on the 10-hour boat trip from Athens to Samos. Samos is less than a mile from the rocky Turkish coast. There are barracks on either side of this narrow strip of water where Greek ships battled the Persians in ancient times and the Ottoman Turks in the 19th century, and where some of the 800 new coast guards the government just announced will be patrolling. Because Greece is starting to fear a new sort of war with the old enemy, a war with migrants as weapons. In Samos town, there are now more migrants crammed in and around its sordid migrant camp than there are locals. People here followed the pronouncements of the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, with trepidation. Yanis Efstadiadis has a cafe here.
We always worry about opening the gates from Turkey. The situation already is too much for us. We are afraid that if this happens, the whole island is going to be overloaded with immigrants. So we are very, very afraid.
Turkey holds the keys to the future as far as how the migrant crisis will evolve, which is very worrying for us.
The mayor of Eastern Samos is Yorios Stantsos.
The EU-Turkey agreement, according to which Turkey was supposed to stop migrants coming to Europe, is clearly no longer working. The increase in the number of migrants arriving from Turkey shows that. If Erdogan does open the gates, it would be a catastrophe, because migrants would arrive here in their tens, even hundreds of thousands. This would be an act of war against Europe.
Tell them that they won't stay here for a long time. There are some laws.
On the seafront, plainclothes police try and fail to persuade some 50 migrants to end a sit-in protest. They want to be allowed to go to the mainland and on to the rest of Europe. Many of the protesters are African, whereas during the European migrant crisis of 2015, the vast majority were Syrian. About half the migrants you see around Samos town or in the camp are from sub-Saharan Africa.
My name is Umar. I'm from Gambia. I have lived in Gambia. Problem. Family problem.
How did you get here?
I'm passing Turkey.
Took a plane from Gambia to Turkey?
Yeah. I went to Istanbul first time.
Umar isn't too sure where he wants to go. The UK, maybe. But in any case, he will have added several thousand miles to his trip in order to go via Turkey. I met another man who'd done a similar trip from Sierra Leone by road and boat. They take the new Balkan route to avoid rights abuses and exploitation in Libya. One result is that Turkey does not only control migration flows into Europe from the Middle East and Asia, but also from Africa, even West Africa. But what does President Erdogan hope to gain by threatening Europe with the mother of all migrant crises? Well, the reason Ankara gives is money. The EU promised 6 billion euros and they've still only paid 3. But that's not all. According to Angelos Sirigos, MP with the ruling New Democracy Party, who was in charge of migration issues at the Interior Ministry from 2012 to 2015.
He has a specific aim which is related with the situation next to the Turkey-Syrian borders. He wants to establish a safe zone of 20 miles along all the Turkey-Syrian border, which is 300 miles, something like this, and erect in this safe zone new cities. He believes these cities can accommodate between 2 to 3 million Syrians who live in Turkey today. In reality, what he wants to do is to ethnic cleanse the area next to the border from the Kurds, the Alevites and the various minorities who live in the area, Christians and others, and put there Arab Sunnis. He wants the European Union to pay for this project. And he starts pressing the European Union by sending these people to Greece.
Failing which, Sirigos told me, Erdogan would not be unhappy to give the EU, the club that snubbed Turkey's membership request, 4 million or so mainly poor, mainly Muslim refugees and migrants to deal with. So I asked Sirigos, if it came to that, what would his government do?
If Erdogan decides to open the gates, as he says, it is equivalent to an attack. People are used on purpose for other means. According to the international law of the seas, we have the right to stop ships entering illegally into Greek territorial waters.
Back in Samos, a child is practicing for the Samos Independence Day parade. Independence from the Ottoman Turks won much later than by the rest of Greece in 1912. But in this looming new migrant crisis, independent is precisely what Greece is not. As the mayor of Samos puts it, Turkey holds the keys. John Lawrenson, DW, Samos, Greece.